We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How different is this range of trade issues than, say, 25 years ago when we were talking NAFTA?
Well, this is a different ballgame than existed prior to the NAFTA agreement, in that since 1994, the economies of our three countries, Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., have become so deeply integrated and intertwined that we now face a situation that looks more like a continental economy rather than three separate economies. So when you talk about trying to dismantle that, you're doing serious violence to the steps that, or I would say the progress that has been made since the adoption of the NAFTA.
President Trump's comments about the U.S. trade gap with Canada, how accurate is he on that?
Well, he's not accurate, or at least he's selectively accurate. There is a trade imbalance if you look at simply the merchandise trade in goods. But if you add in business services, then there's a trade surplus with Canada. So it depends on how you want to spin this. He thinks of himself as a negotiator, and he's going to put, use whatever facts seem to back up his opinion. But on balance, I would say he's inaccurate in his characterization of the trade imbalance.
With regards to the U.S.-Canada trade balance and also the talk of embargoes on Canadian steel and other products, what could this mean as far as U.S.-Canadian relations down the road, and could we see a Canadian tariff on U.S. goods coming to that country?
Well, absolutely. There'll be retaliatory tariffs and trade actions taken by Canada. The Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister have been very clear on that, and in fact, this has become quite a rallying cry in Canada, uniting politicians on both sides of the parliamentary system, the government and the opposition, a rare unanimous vote in the House of Commons to support aggressive retaliatory action on the part of the Canadian government. So there will be retaliation. And the concern here is, of course, that this escalates. So, yes, there will be action taken in retaliation.
What worries are there regarding this trade battle escalating?
Well, I think there are real issues. The steel and aluminum tariffs that have been imposed against Canada are serious and will have, I think, some significant impact on jobs in Canada. There are some 32,000 jobs in steel and aluminum in that sector that there will likely be job losses. But the real fear, I think, has come in terms of the threat to impose a 25% tariff on automotive imports from Canada. And that's a much larger sector, and it accounts for much more of the country's economic activity. So I think the fears in Canada are real. So the prospects for this escalating seem to be quite significant and quite serious.
And what could this mean for you and me crossing the Peace Bridge or the Rainbow Bridge to go to Canada and back?
Well, this is going to do nothing to warm relations across the border. However, I think, mercifully, we have the privilege of interacting across the border regularly, and we know that, trade issues aside, we are, we share so much that I actually think and I hope that the irritation that is being expressed at the very top of our political systems doesn't penetrate down to the level of, our routine interactions across the border.
What if anything can be done to ease these trade issues between the United States and Canada?
And that's a really good question. I'm afraid that our mercurial president seems to be responsive primarily to his core supporters, the base, and seems to be impervious to reason and reasoned arguments and facts. So I don't know, frankly, whether it's possible for the average citizen to have much to get much traction in this area. I guess if we could do anything, it would be to be in touch with our members of Congress and senators, and urge them to try to stand up to this president. I think that certainly never hurts, and there hasn't been much of a response to constrain the president coming out of our Congress. So I think if there's an opportunity to put some pressure on our local elected members, senators and congressmen, that might be a worthwhile enterprise to take on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.